The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. The Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 39, Ways of Meeting Krishna. When Krishna and his devotees meet, the meeting is technically called yoga, or linking up with the Lord. Such meetings between Krishna and his devotees can be divided into three classes, namely perfection, satisfaction, and steadiness. When a devotee meets with Krishna in great eagerness, that state of meeting is called perfection. In the Krishna Karnamrita, Bilbamangal Thakur describes how Krishna meets his devotees with peacock feather on his head, with markata jewels on his chest, and with his ever-enchanting smile, his restless eyes, and his very delicate body. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 38th chapter, verse 34, Shukadeva Goswami tells King Parikshit, quote, "My dear king, as soon as Akura, the chariot driver, saw Lord Krishna and his elder brother Balaram in Vrindavan, he immediately got down from the chariot and being greatly afflicted by affection for the transcendental Lord, fell down upon his lotus feet to offer respectful obeisances," end quote. These are some of the instances of perfectional meetings with Krishna. When a devotee meets Krishna after long separation, the meeting is one of satisfaction. In the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th chapter, verse 10, it is stated that when Lord Krishna returned to his capital, Dvarka, the inhabitants said, quote, "Dear Lord, if you remain in foreign countries for so long, we shall certainly be bereft of seeing your smiling face. Upon observing your face, we, your eternal servitors, become greatly satisfied. All the anxieties of our existence are immediately mitigated. If we cannot see you because you are long absent from Dwarka, then it will be impossible for us to live anymore," end quote. This is an instance of satisfaction in meeting Krishna after long separation. Krishna's personal servant, Daruka, seeing Krishna at the door of Dwarka, forgot to offer him respects with folded hands. When a devotee is ultimately situated in association with Krishna, his position is called steadiness in devotional service. This steady position in devotional service is explained in the book known as Harihamsadutta. It is described there how Akura, who was considered by the gopis to be terror personified, would talk with Krishna about the activities of the Kuru dynasty. A similar steady position was held by Uddhava, the disciple of Brihaspati. He would always massage the lotus feet of Krishna while kneeling down on the ground before him. When a devotee is engaged in the service of the Lord, he is said to have reached the attainment of yoga. The English equivalent of the word yoga is, quote, linking up, end quote. So actual linking up with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, begins when the devotee renders service unto him. Devotees situated in the transcendental rasa of servitorship render their particular service when there is an opportunity. Sometimes they sit down in front of Krishna to receive orders. Some persons are reluctant to accept this level of devotional service as actual bhakti yoga, and in some of the Puranas also this servitorship in devotional service to Krishna is not accepted as the actual bhakti yoga system. But Srimad Bhagavatam has clearly indicated that the servitor relationship with Krishna is the actual beginning of yoga realization. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd chapter, verse 32, it is stated that when devotees are engaged in the discharge of bhakti yoga, they sometimes cry from thinking of Krishna, sometimes they laugh, sometimes they become jubilant, and sometimes they talk in very uncommon ways. Sometimes they dance, sometimes they sing, sometimes they are actually engaged in the service of the Lord, and sometimes they sit down silently, as if absorbed in trance. Similarly, in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 7, verse 34, Prahlad Maharaj says to his friends, quote, "My dear friends, as soon as pure devotees of Lord Krishna hear of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, who is in the eternal reservoir of pastimes, or hear about his transcendental qualities, they become overpowered with jubilation. Ecstatic symptoms are manifested in their bodies. They shed tears, talk falteringly, glorify the Lord in a loud voice, and chant and dance in ecstasy. These ecstasies are always there, but sometimes they overcome all limits, and the symptoms become manifest to all." End quote. In the process of surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are six items: to accept everything favorable for devotional service, to reject everything unfavorable for devotional service, to believe that Krishna will always give one protection, to identify oneself with Krishna's devotees, always to feel inability without the help of Krishna, and always to think oneself inferior to Krishna, even though one may have full capacity to perform something on his own. When one is substantially convinced that he is always protected by Krishna in all circumstances, that feeling is called reverential devotion. Reverential devotion is executed in relation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and with his other protected devotees. When Krishna was residing in Dwarka, some of the elderly members of the Yadav family would occasionally put some important matter before him. At such a time, Krishna would carefully give attention to those matters. And if there were some humorous topics mentioned, Krishna would immediately respond with a smiling face. Sometimes, when Krishna was executing his duty in the assembly known as Sudharma, he would ask the elderly members for good advice. By such activities, he was manifest as the supreme spiritual master, the supreme executive head, the superior intelligence, and the supreme power, protector, and maintainer.